All are invited to join Bethel's Drama Ministry for a special presentation inspired by Bishop Lemmer's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture. It's taking place right here at Bethel's main sanctuary on Wednesday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. Bishop Lambert will be here to share his desire for the people of God to overcome the challenges we face in today's ever-changing culture. Pre-signed copies of the book will be available for purchase during this special evening. Make plans to be here Wednesday, June 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Bishop Lambert explores the conflict between the Christian and the culture.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
If you go over to 1 Corinthians and look at chapter 11, he begins to set the house in order for the Corinthians and in their deportment, their behavior in certain prophetic instances, marriage instances, and then ultimately ending up with the behavior at the communion table. In chapter 12, because Corinthians is a church that deals so much in gifting, he feels the need to regulate and classify the gifts. To classify them, he begins to list them, not in groups of occurrences. We do that in our application, but he lists them for identification purposes, and then he gives the way that they're supposed to be administered, and he ends it up when he gets down to the 20th verse. He says, but now there are many members, but only one body. So whatever gift you have is designed to build the body. God doesn't gift you so that you may isolate yourself and call yourself individually great. Your gift should help your church and then the body of Christ. Amen. But then he warns against looking down on people because it seems that their gifting is not as significant as yours. So because someone doesn't have a pulpit ministry, we need to stop telling people that simply because God calls you into ministry, that means you're behind the pulpit. No, 1,000 times no. Being called into ministry just means God is selecting you to reach people. The wonder of God is not demonstrated in the fact that Jesus preached to multitudes and then fed them with fish and loaves. That's not the wonder of God. The wonder of God is when Jesus dismisses the apostles and sits with one woman at the well. Amen. Yesterday, I drove past a Dunkin' Donuts and I drove right by it. I like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I think after Wawa, their coffee is pretty good. And I drove past the Dunkin' Donuts and I said, Lord, I'm not going to stop today. I said, I have to get some gas in my car. And then I had several errands to run. God gave me a good day of nothing church to do. And so I had to leave and go do some things in other places. And my day was long. I couldn't get to the church. I didn't have to come to the church, but I had some family stuff that popped up. And I knew God had orchestrated my day because I was in a position to handle this, not an emergency type of a thing, but something happened that required my involvement. It wasn't a life and death thing. But I was called to something that I had not expected. But I was free to do it. And so I said, okay, let me go get some gas. And so I turned the corner and went past the Dunkin' Donuts. Now, I am the presiding bishop of the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches. I have the red shirt to prove it. I have a bishop's ring. I haven't worn it since the consecration because I'm not a ring man, but you go along to get along. And I have the beanie and everything else. And I turn the corner to go to get gas. And while I'm pumping the gas, the Spirit of God said, go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a cup of coffee. I said, I don't want a cup of coffee. I just want to get my gas, and I want to go do something else. I don't want a cup. I said, I knew I wanted to go to chiropractor and get an adjustment because I knew I had a lot of preaching. And I said, I want to go get a, and he says, go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a cup of coffee. So I pumped the gas, and I took my time pumping it, hoping he would change his mind. But Malachi, I'm the Lord, and I don't change, not even for you. So I pumped the gas, and when I was done, I get back in the car, and I go to Dunkin' Donuts. And the line, when I drove by it the first time, there was no line. So I could have just slipped in, got my coffee, and left. But this time, there's a line out the door, Steve, out the door. God says, park and go in. No. You're talking to the man that when Sister Lambert and I go out to eat, I send her into the restaurant to find out how long we have to wait. If she comes back out and gets in the car, that's more than 15 minutes. If she just sticks her head out and nods, then I know I can park because it's under 15 minutes. The woman is look, she knows. She pulls up and she'll go in. How long's the wait? If they say 20 minutes, she come right back out and get in the car. If they say 10 minutes, she'll come out and just nod. All right, then I can park. And here God is telling me to go into the Dunkin' Donuts and stand in line. No, I ain't standing in line. What's interesting, I had just taken my Dunkin' Donuts gift cards that people had given me for Christmas. You precious saints of God had given me Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. And I had $15 on one of the gift cards. I had checked it online to see how much I had. I said, and I wrote on the back in a black little felt tip pen, $15. I knew, oh, praise God, I can get a cup of coffee for the next 6 months. So I stood in line, and while I was standing in line, a man comes in behind me, and he says, hello, Pastor Lambert. I said, oh, praise the Lord. Hi, how are you? He said, good. And we stood there in silence because I don't talk. I don't. And then while we're standing there, he turns to me, and he begins to talk to me about some issues in his life, and he asks me to pray for him. And so I shared some of God's love, and I shared some encouraging things to him, and assured him that I would pray for him. I went up to get my coffee and my bottle of water, and when I got back to the car, the Lord said, that was your woman at the well. I love that man so much that I had you go back to give him encouragement. Are you an instrument of God's love today or his judgment? This is how God says we're to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. God wanted to show his love to that brother, and he does so by sending me to a store that I did not want to go. I just wanted to go get my adjustment. But love, God says, Jesus, I want to love that woman of Samaria. She's chasing men and looking for relationships. I want to love her. Jesus, go sit at that well. Jesus, please, go sit at the well. Jesus knows that he's going to get theological argument from the apostles. So he said, y'all go get some food. That's how you get rid of church people. They could never pray with him, but they could sure enough eat. That's why he was surprised when he said, I can't send them away fasting. You feed them. They ain't had no food. They figured like you do, when I'm with the pastor, he paying. And Jesus, the Bible said he sent them away. And you know, it's some southerner that wrote it. They said to get victuals. The King James called it victuals. Sent them away to get victuals. And while they were gone, he engages the woman in the love of God. Do you know how special you are? For God to send away all the disruptions and sit with you and show you his love to the point where you're willing to change your life? He does not vilify this woman. He does not put her down. He does not call her names. He says, I know what you seek because I love you. And so Paul gives us all of this information in chapter 12. And he ends up with another assessment. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts, plural, of healing? And do all speak with tongues? And do all interpret, but covet the best gifts? And yet, I will show you a more excellent way. Wait a minute. I'm a prophet. There's a more excellent way. I'm an apostle. There's a more excellent way. I'm a pastor. There's a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I do not have love, I make noise. Allow me to read this to you in the Living Bible. If I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them and could speak in every language there is in all of heaven and earth but didn't love others, I would only be making noise. There are those who speak in the prophetic and become insulted when you don't respond to their prophetic utterance. It's not because you disavow the gift. It's because they're not demonstrating love when they're not prophesying. How do you honor and respect a person who doesn't show you love when the anointing is not there? Oh, my God. For I can't receive from you in the spirit if you don't show me love in the natural. What was it that drew these people to Jesus? It was not his theology. He didn't teach theology. The man taught life. It was his love. Do you get it? God loves birds. Then why are you struggling with his love? Jesus said God cares for birds. But yet, some of you actually think God doesn't care about you. So that's why he lets a bird sit on your window ledge and sing in the morning. And you're so bitter, you say, shut up, I don't want to hear all that. And God is saying, the bird, if God would let you interpret the bird would be singing to you, what's wrong with you, fool? If God is feeding me, he's going to feed you. Instead of interpreting the tongue of Yashabosikata in church, then interpret the chirping of the bird. Interpret the chirping of the squirrel. Interpret the language of the animal as they tell you, God cares, God cares, God cares, God cares.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
03216A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.